Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We're going to talk about some things today. I want to talk about it's time for the church to live the high life. And you say, what do you mean by that, Pastor Pete? What do you mean by living the high life? Taking our place and in the authority that we've been given as believers. I want you to go into Romans chapter 1, verse 16. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Now, the word salvation in this particular text here in Romans 1:16 is the Greek word for wholeness. As a word goes forth, you're getting younger, stronger, and healthier. How much power does that word have that we've been given to carry on? Now, in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, what does it mean to live the high life? Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to get every one of your prayers answered, that everything you desire for is going to happen. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, if you can find it in the Word of God, you can stand on it and believe for it. Revelation 1 and 5 says, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins, in his own blood. Now, the word ruler here, and understand this, that Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. Now, the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation 1 and 6, he have made us kings and priests to be the glory, dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, in Revelation 5 and 10, he said he's made us to be kings and priests, and we shall reign, not when we get to heaven, we shall reign on the earth. So the word ruler, In the actual Greek in Revelation 1:5, the word ruler is king as well as priest. He is the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace. Love in the Greek in this particular text, the only text it is like this in the book in the New Testament, the word love in the Greek means he knows you through and through. Now, what a wonderful revelation that is to know that you and I, he is the ruler over the kings of the earth. Now, he's made us kings and priests on the earth. So we're the kings on the earth. He's given us authority. He's given us power, and we should live the high life. What does that mean? That means that we should walk in our place of authority. We should speak the word of God all the time and watch that word perform. You say, well, we are kings and priests. I buy that. The book of Revelation 1 and 6, Revelation 5 and 10. But then go to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Now, you know who wrote Ecclesiastes? Solomon. Solomon was the wisest and the wealthiest man ever been until Jesus came. And look what he said in Ecclesiastes 8 and 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who can say to him, what are you doing? So we see here where the word of a king is. Now, who's the kings on earth? You and I have been made kings and priests. And we'll reign as kingdom because what? Luke 17:21, lo here, lo there. For the kingdom of God is on the inside of us. For us to have a kingdom, then there must be a king. Now, we know he's the king of kings, but who's the kings on the earth? He is a ruler over the kings of the earth, which is me and you, which is in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. But the word in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, which really ignites me, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, the word chosen here in the Greek is his favorite or his elect. Now, me and you are his favorite. You say, well, Pastor, how can we all be his favorite? The reason why, because we're all seen in Christ according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, that you are in him. If you be dead, you're hidden with Christ in God. So we see in the book of Colossians that we are his, that we're hidden in him. So we walk in such a revelation, such a power that we've never known. The word royal priesthood means kings and priests. Now, Revelation 1 and 6 said he's made us kings and priests to his God and the Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So we see here that also in the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 10 that he's made us kings and priests and we shall reign where? On the earth. We should have authority and reign on this earth. Now when I look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, it says just as he chose us in him, his favorite, his elect, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy before the foundation of the world. You should be without blame before the foundation of the world. Before you ever got here, he already saw you as holy. He had already chosen you in him He had already made you blameless before Him in love. So you had perfect love. You were absolutely without blame, and you were absolutely holy because He chose us. He chose us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 says, He made us accepted in the Beloved. What a powerful revelation of who we are in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, it's time for the body of Christ to live the high life. You've been chosen in Him before the foundation world. That's the beauty of grace.